So, to pick up where we last left off, you guys had all gotten to the entertainment section of the Copper District. And like I had said last time, the district is large, but the entertainment section, although not incredibly large, still has quite a few buildings, alleyways, and other stuff in it. You are looking for Cora, the painter. Jasper told you that she could be in some trouble. And you guys need to find her and figure out what's going on. All right. So, with that being said, you guys enter the Copper District in the entertainment section.
All right. So, I guess first business is we were told that we would hear Wally's wagon before we saw it. Do we hear anything out of the ordinary?
We actually don't hear anything. Milvar kind of goes like, it seems like everything's shut down right now.
What time of day is it again?
It's like nighttime.
Got it.
He kind of goes like, he was probably talking about like during the day.
Fair enough. But it still shouldn't be this quiet, should it?
We come all this way for nothing.
Or do we just need to go find an inn and then rest for the night?
No.
No, we were
just... We should try to find her tonight.
Yeah. Like, it sounds like she doesn't have long. So the longer we wait, the more we risk something bad happening to her. So...
Leovar kind of goes like, we could, just throwing it out there, we could split up and try to see if we can find her quickly.
Problem is, some of us do not know what she looks like.
True. I did not say it did not come without.
I don't think any of us actually know what she looks like besides she's a human, I believe, and has brown hair. And that's, she's a painter.
She's a painter, yeah.
None of us have seen her before. I haven't.
Yet alone, if one of us finds her and we are ambushed by whatever is attempting to get her, easily outnumbered and trying to protect a civilian would just lower our chances of success.
I would be okay with splitting up, but I don't have any tracking skill whatsoever.
I have a very minute amount of tracking people just by talking to people, but most people are asleep. So that makes it a lot harder for me to do my thing.
Does anyone have a bonus to listen check?
I do, but I also...
Go ahead and roll listen check then, if you have a bonus to it, roll.
That is a negative from me.
I mean, I've got my wisdom bonus, but...
If you want to roll, go ahead. I'm just saying, if you have a bonus.
No.
Josh, what'd you get?
No.
Okay. Brina?
For my listen, it is... One moment. 32.
Oh, wow.
Wait, dang.
Yeah, 32.
Okay. Our carry.
No.
And just?
No.
No.
I rolled a 2.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. No, sorry. I read the one under it for move silently. It's a 22. Sorry.
Still decent. Brain. Better than all of us.
You don't know. Leopard could have rolled well. So, you and Leobar actually hear what sounds to be some scuffling. Probably, maybe... a little ways down. You can't pinpoint it exactly, but you have a very good idea of where it's coming from. And it sounds like some rough housing, specifically.
I point to the group, eye them, and point the way that I hear it.
Okay. If you guys... Leovar kind of goes like, I hear something.
What do you...
Oh, yeah, what do you hear?
Something scuffling. Kind of like roughhousing.
Okay, I mean, let's check it out.
Best lead we got.
Only lead we got.
Alright, so you guys head out towards the direction. It doesn't take you very long until you come across this alley. And in this alley, you see what looks to be about, like, six people. Five of them appear to be kind of, like, ganging up on this one person. And they appear to be, for lack of a better term, shaking them down for money. Give me one sec. I will draw it out for you guys.
We tell if it was a male or female from this perspective?
Currently, no, because there is quite a few people in the way. All right, so you guys come to this corner. As you come to this corner, I'm assuming that Brina and Leobar are kind of like in front, since they are the Roji types. Brina, do you want to peer around the corner, or do you want to let Leobar peer around the corner?
I'll do it.
Okay. Can you make a move silently and a hide check for me?
Yeah. Give me just a second.
And as you guys get near this area, by the way, Leobar is going to kind of hold up his hand and tell you guys to kind of like don't come with them.
Okay. Move silently is 26. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, that is 26 because I was looking at listen, but listen is 16.
Wait, did you want to do move silently and listen? Or
no, I wanted to move silently and hide.
Oh, hide. Sorry. Well, then hide would be 26 as well.
Okay. So, you move silently up to the corner, and Leobar is right behind you, and he seems to be about just as quiet as you. And you peer around the corner. Go ahead and make a quick spot for me.
Natural 20 for 29 in total.
So as you peer around the corner, you can see that there are five kind of like thug-like people. And they seem to be shaking down one individual. He doesn't seem to be the girl that you're looking for. However, he does appear to be kind of like a older male that is probably doesn't have a lot of money on him from what you can hear from the conversation that's going on. But these guys seem to be shaking them down. Can you make a listen check for me real quick too?
30.
Okay. So with your listen check, however, you can hear the conversation that's going on between the thugs and this gentleman. The thugs seem to be saying they're just like, you know, you don't want to mess with the talons. Like, that'll get you in a lot of trouble around here. You owe us, like, a lot of money, old man. You need to make sure that you pay us on time. And you hear the old man kind of, like, just saying, like, I don't have that kind of money. Like, my business isn't doing very well. It's not a good season for my work. And he's just like, well, you better figure it out, or else the talons are going to cause problems for you.
Do I assume that he meant, like, the fangs, not the talons? Or wait, no, the talons was the small up-and-comers that are trying to be something.
Yeah. These are one of the groups that was told to be working with the possibly the Necromancer.
Right.
In some way, shape, or form. Not sure how, but...
I look at Leovar, and I do the gesture of... Could I tell, like, this is gonna escalate quickly?
I mean, possibly. It seems like they're trying to get more money out of him right now.
And there's several of them.
Yeah, there's like five of them.
How far back is the group?
They're about 15, 20 feet.
I slowly look at Leovar and start pulling out my rock cross. Like... I do a bluff just to be like, we going in for this? Like, giving them that look.
Leovar just whispers to you. He's just like, yeah, let's do this.
Alright. Since it has been a night, I can technically go invisible, but I don't know if they want.
So if you haven't slept yet, it hasn't reset. It doesn't reset at like midnight. That's not how it works.
It is a new day since we've used that. She used that in the last mission, not this one yet.
Oh, yeah, no, then that's fine. Yeah. No, I thought you were saying like you had used it last session. I'm just like, no, it doesn't it's not like at midnight ding, everything resets.
No, I figured not. But the last time I used it was with the fight with the thugs.
Yep, it's absolutely reset.
I do the signal, like hand gesture, that I'm gonna head forward, get to a favorable position, and then
you're right here.
Yeah.
So,
not much more favorable you can get.
Oh, which one is the civilian?
This guy's the civilian right here.
Okay. And which one seems to be the one that's, like, leading the group?
It seems to be this guy in the center of everything.
Fuck it. If we're going big, I'm going to take the 10-foot step forward, hope to high hell they don't notice me, and take a pop shot at the guy.
So you want to step here and take a shot?
Yeah.
Okay. Make a move silently check.
That's my second nat 20 of the night. What the fuck?
Nice.
Oh, wow.
36. I have a feeling this is going to go very poorly after.
You want to shoot this guy?
Yes.
Okay. He's within 30 feet. Go ahead and make an attack.
Nice.
Oh, lordy, let's see how bad this goes.
You got this.
Good luck.
What if he was just an innocent man trying to shake down people for money? And you took him
That's
from
not
his
so
wife
innocent.
And kids?
That's the exact
That's
opposite
not
of innocent.
Innocent.
Oh, by the way, just before you roll, are you doing lethal or non-lethal damage?
Well, I already rolled. I was going to say probably lethal.
Okay.
But I got 29 in total.
Alright, you hit. Roll your damage.
And that's with sneak attack damage. Oh,
yep.
God.
Oh,
if
shit.
If this guy don't pop on the first round, I don't know what to do.
Oh, God.
He's probably just, like, some low-level thug.
Shh.
Just blow his brains off.
This is, this seems familiar to something that happens before. But not exactly, because there was threats thrown around. This is justified. I would argue very much this is justified.
I mean, he'd probably be killed in Atho anyways, so.
Ayy.
23 damage.
Alright, he dies. You just blast him right through, like, the chest. He falls over, and immediately you just concave his chest cavity. Leovar then steps out and swings at the guy in front of him. Hit.
Aren't we told not to leave a trail of bodies?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hide the bodies.
It's not a trail, it's a pile.
There's a difference.
Oh my god, is this party murder hobos? Is that what we are?
Leovar then comes up behind this guy and literally just, you see him kind of like hit the guy once, twice, and then a third time, and then he just like blacks out on the ground. Just
oh my god.
As that happens, all these guys are, like, in shock. Like, they just saw their friend explode. Roll for initiative, Leovar and Brina.
One day I will be mentally prepared. 16.
Can you mute David really quick?
All right. So, what'd you get?
16 in total.
All right. So, these guys, however, seem very quick on the uptake, and upon seeing their friend blow up, they just kind of like, oh! And they start, like, just running. Like, they just, no cares, no given. They run out of the alleyway as fast as they can. And this guy looks horrified. Like, he is just like, don't kill me! Don't kill me! And he just kind of, like, falls back and just kind of, like, puts his hands up in front of his face.
I blow it down the rock cross. It's okay, sir. It's okay.
Leovar kind of, like, pops his head around the corner and goes, like, you guys can come over here now. There's,
Okay, we'll go head over there.
Yeah.
I just take a glance at the guy. He's clearly dead.
Yeah, he's got a bolt through his chest, and he is no longer moving, and he has definitely met his demise. He did.
I just look around, and I'm like, what just happened?
To be fair, they were threatening the gentleman, and I thought I did not know that they were that weak, to be the least.
I look at the guy.
I'll go up to the guy.
Hey, hello, buddy.
I will stay back, so that way he's not terrified, and I make sure I put Rock Cross away.
Wait, are you going up to the guy or me?
If you're going to go up to the guy, then I'll go check out the unconscious dude and make sure he doesn't.
All right. I'll just go up to the guy and be like...
He's just like...
I'll just like kind of hold my hands up. And I'm obviously not in armor. All right, sir, are you okay?
You can tell like he's a little roughed up.
Yeah.
He kind of goes like... He's like terrified right now. He doesn't know... He just doesn't seem to be very coherent right now.
Yeah.
Make a diplomacy check.
Cool.
However, make it a -5.
Great.
My apologies.
11. I rolled really low.
He just kind of goes like, you're not going to hurt me?
We're not going to hurt you. My friends were trying to help. I look back at them. They were trying to help you.
I wave.
Okay. Here, let's take a couple steps away so you don't have to be right near this.
He just kind of goes, oh my god.
I'll just like help guide him away.
Where?
There are two dead bodies.
No, that one's unconscious.
This guy's unconscious.
Okay, so I'll take him that way, just away from the concave chest. What was happening? What was going on?
He just kind of goes like, "Oh, that's the talents. They were just. They said I owed them money."
You owed them money?
They're a gang. They think they run this part of town.
They're about to find otherwise quite quickly.
Kind of goes like, are you guys part of the guards?
No, we're just trying to... We heard that there was some trouble that was happening in the Copper District, and well, as everyone knows...
always trouble in the Copper District.
Well, new trouble. That the guards aren't too keen on helping.
Well, thankfully you guys came along, I guess.
Well, what's your name, sir?
Gary.
Gary, I'm Vera, and I go down and list all of the names of our group. and we heard some people were in trouble, and we're just trying to find them before they also get in trouble. I think we've heard from the same gang, because the talents have threatened a fair amount of businesses and people down here.
Yeah, they have.
Not that I would ever say this came from you, but would you happen to know anything more about them besides just...
He kind of goes like, I mean...
Or if they're harassing anyone else that you could point us to.
They harass a lot of people, but like I said... They mostly just shake people down. I shouldn't have been out this late at night, but I needed to get something to someone else. And he kind of goes like, but they took it, so I guess that's out. Picture.
What did they take?
I had a couple of food, like, baskets that I was delivering to someone else.
Is the person's corpse that I'm currently investigating the one with the food?
Roll d6.
2.
No.
Or the guy that is knocked unconscious.
There would be blood all over that food.
Not the unconscious one.
Not the unconscious one.
Well, fair. No, I apologize that we couldn't help you get that back, but...
I mean, could be worse.
Is there anywhere safe you can go now?
I'm just going to go back home. I think coming out tonight was a bad idea.
I'll take out 2 gold pieces and hand it to him.
He's kind of like, what is this for?
For food, for you and whoever else can need it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. And just, he, like, starts.
And I would just, like, stop him real sec, like, for a second. Just do me a favor. Don't mention this. If we're going to help fix this, they need to not know we're coming.
No, of course. Of course.
Be safe, okay?
Yeah, no. I'm going home now. And he just disappears into the darkness.
Should have asked if he saw Cora.
That's what I was trying to allude to without dropping her name, but...
I mean, it's obvious enough these guys are after her, so...
Yeah.
Nivar kind of goes like, at least we got one that's alive.
That's true. Is there?
Yeah, no, but no. They're going to know that we're coming because 3 more just ran off.
Yeah.
They do not know that it is us. They might just assume that it's another gang. Or some rival punks trying to take over, too.
They did only see 2 of you guys.
True.
So...
Leovard just kind of goes like, we can always wake this guy up whenever. I mean, he's out real hard right now. You just see him. The guy that's on the ground, his face is like in the dirt, and he's just like...
I'll walk up and wand him.
Well, before you do that...
Let's tie him up.
Oh.
Well, that's that. Is there a garbage can anywhere around here?
Garbage can? I mean, this or is like... garbage all over the place.
He's right where he belongs.
No, I mean the one that's dead. What are we going right to do with him?
Is there a crate or barrels? Yeah.
You can stuff him in the trash if you want to.
Just like drapes up like a little bit of trash over him so it's not immediately apparent.
It's the copper district.
I feel like I'm questioning my alignment.
I don't know why we had to go that far. Wouldn't it just...
Livar kind of goes like, hey, I didn't shoot him.
Okay.
Excuse me, I asked you if we were doing this, and you said, yes, we were.
Yes, I did. My bad for not knowing that you were just gonna concave his chest in.
I saw an innocent man about to be, well, was in the midst of being outnumbered by several. Hey,
I think you're taking the situation wrong. I'm not judging. You did your job. I'm also just saying, we now have this.
A body.
That's the first I've seen.
I'm not saying that it's the first that you've seen. In fact, I'm under the strict impression that you've seen a lot of dead bodies. However...
Civilians react differently.
That is fair.
And I think you're used to dealing with, like, people that are used to war. These dudes are just mugging people. At least from what I understand.
So weird.
I'm cool with it. If you want to... concave chest, that's your business. I'm not going to step in front of that.
No, just because usually if someone is in destitute where I'm from, it's an IOU in a way, and you never have to shake someone down in order to get by.
That sounds nice.
Gallants works differently than I'm used to as well. But Vera's just gonna, like, go over and just, like, try to shove, like, a few boxes, like, in front of him and probably do a really bad job at it, but just, like, trying to, like, push the sister body behind trash, essentially.
Nivar kind of, like, frowns. Just kind of goes, like, you know, I know he was a thug, but this feels...
Do you want to just leave his body out in the open?
Is that
better?
Sticking it in trash doesn't seem to be better.
It doesn't seem better for me either, but what would you propose we do with it?
Not stick it in trash?
Okay, what's the alternative?
Well, we're going to find a necromancer shortly.
No.
That seems like a bad idea.
You do not ask the necromancer to bring back Concave Man's body.
But Bostrom brings up a point. We leave it out, a necromancer will come, and we can follow the necromancer.
Necromancers just know where dead bodies are?
I don't, or maybe somebody will point out that there's a dead body over there that he'll come by?
With my knowledge of cleric-ness. I'm pretty sure that is not the case.
I am a cleric. Did you study God's work? No, I studied armor's work.
Same thing, right?
I studied my God's work.
I'm going to look up and down the alley to make sure we're not, like...
There's, like, not a lot going on.
Okay.
I'm going to inspect the corpse that I have apparently made.
Apparently? Like... You mean you did make? It's not apparently. You did.
Okay, well, I'm going to inspect the body and see if I find anything of note.
Okay, roll search check. Leovar's tied up the other guy, by the way, and set him up against the corner. Leovar
looks very much outright.
Like, he's out. Like, he's, like... Do you have heal?
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Okay, he's out. You don't know how much, he's just out.
He just looks...
Yeah.
28 for the search.
Okay, so when you search this guy, this guy's wearing, like, basically nothing really of note. Like, he has, like, a cloak, but what he's wearing underneath just seems to be, like, basic commoner's clothes. He has a really shitty dagger and, like, 7 copper pieces on him and 1 silver. And he has a small symbol on, like, his cloak that's, like, in the shape of, like, a talon. And that's about it. Like, this guy does not have a lot on him.
I put the silver mark on his forehead and 2 of the copper on the eyes. Actually, no, I put the silver mark in the mouth, the 2 copper on the eyes.
Is that a thing for you?
It's a way to respect the dead.
Oh.
It is now.
Nuvar kind of goes like, okay. I mean, cool.
From my time in Gallants, is there any way that they normally deal with bodies? Do they just kind of like have the necromancers come by and pick them up?
Or do
the
guards like take them? So your time in Gallants, you didn't deal with bodies. You were a guard. If like someone killed somebody, you had to report it. And then some like a cleric came by and like then researched what, like basically they do like an inspection report. And then the bodies were usually taken somewhere and then the necromancers haul them.
Okay, and that's normal.
That's normal, like, what would you call
in,
it?
In like the procedure. Silver, in like the silver district, more likely.
Yeah, from what I know, there's not a lot of bodies.
Oh, fair.
People don't die a whole bunch in the city.
So Vera just like sniffs, like, so, we should go.
I cure light on the guy that's unconscious.
Okay, give me the amount of health.
7.
All right, he comes back. He's like, ooh. Oh, ow, my head, oh, I feel like, oh my god, and he just kind of like...
You made it off good, buddy.
He just kind of goes like,
Your friend did not, however.
He just kind of looks over, he's like, oh my god, oh.
So, we need you to tell us about the Talons.
And he goes like, oh. We're just a gang. We just shake people down.
And that's it?
I don't deal with anything bigger than that. I'm just a foot soldier. It's like, I don't know what you guys want with me. I can't really help you.
Who do you serve?
Yeah.
Nice. Goes, the Talon leader.
Who's
like,
that?
We meet, and he kind of like points. He's like, we meet over there. Side up, he doesn't really like point, he just shakes his head.
Your Talon leader is...
He kind of goes like, we don't do names, that's not part of what we do.
Okay, well, there has to be some sort of describing...
Of this place.
Well, of the place and also your leader. Another human?
I believe he's a human. When we meet up, it's usually... We meet up with like informants. I've never met him personally.
How big is the Talons?
I don't know. He's like, I just joined because it was good money. Because I make 5-6 copper here as opposed to a copper a week.
I just find that profoundly sad.
Vera starts to feel bad. Look, we don't want to hurt you any more than we have, but we've heard that your group has been doing this to more and more people who are also just trying to get by. And that is also not okay.
And it goes like, okay.
I know it's dog eat dog world in the Copper District, but we've heard that there might be more going on with your group.
He goes,
that could get you all in trouble.
He goes, I wish I could be of more help. Like I said, I'm just a foot soldier. He goes, the guy that you nixed was the guy that kind of took orders for us. He goes, I mean, he probably could have told you more than I could.
What was his name?
Him? We didn't get, again, we don't use names.
Not even a code name.
We're called the Talons.
Not Talons, but not everyone has a code name. For Alpha, Beta, Sigma.
He kind of looks around for a second. He's like, I don't know what those are, but he was called, we referred to him as Hawk. I don't know if that helps.
I mean, it doesn't really help now because he's a dead. But it's more so, I guess, important where do you normally do your meetup, so...
Like I said, he points that way. Yeah. He's like, we go down there. There's a building that we meet up at.
Can you, point us in the... Well, I don't necessarily want to...
He clicks his head. He goes,
if we were to untie you and point, let you go, could you point us in that direction?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
So...
I don't know about untying, but we could lead him to it.
I don't know that I want to have a tied up Talon member guiding us to the Talon hideout. That seems like we would stick out like a sore thumb even at this late of night.
Just like Leovard the other night at the Dark Horse Tavern. We'll just lead along. Pretend that we're friendly.
No, isn't that right? Let's not do that. Just let the kind gentleman here point us in the direction and we'll let him go. It's that simple.
It's also simple that he could return to his group of friends and...
Well, let's face it, he knows we're going there. I don't think he's going to want us to meet again.
I put my hand on his shoulder. Are you just going to leave if we were to let you go?
I'll do my best.
I mean, just not let the Talons know. And just go take a nap, wake up in the morning, and then go about your business.
I'll leave.
Do you have any family in the area?
No.
So...
Very easy, then.
Well, I was gonna say, I pull out... I pull out 2 gold. Because the other inns...
It's like silver piece of night.
Yeah. So I pull out 2 gold, and I, hold it up. If you can head out of the Copper District for tonight...
Yeah, no,
and
no,
maybe
no.
A couple nights.
No problem.
No Lion's Den, though.
Okay.
I just look over at her like, the fuck?
I mean, whatever inn, if you leave Gallons, whatever, but yeah, I wouldn't this late at night. But just exit yourself from whatever happens here tonight, and you will be fine.
Yeah, sure thing. So. Yovar just unties him, and he just kind of stands up and just kind of like, he rubs the back of his head a little bit. He's like, God damn, that hurt.
I'll do another cure minor. Because okay, I feel kind of bad.
We all feel bad. I don't.
Not Brina. Brina's like,
I love it.
I'll put an arrow right through the back of his head.
No. I just...
Well, I imagine Atho also treats thieves and thugs quite harshly as well.
There's no point to thieving in Atho. Nobody needs to be, starving or to steal.
Is thieving looked upon just like treachery would be? It's like basically...
It's shameful.
Yeah, and, mm-hmm. and in Atho, it would be like, if you did that, you'd get sent to... Like, you'd have to go to court in Atho, and they'd probably punish it pretty severely.
Yet alone, that's why I'm kind of side-eyed in Atho.
Mm. Oh yeah, right! So I would take this guy's hand and put the gold in it. I don't want to see you again.
Wait, We need you to point us in the direction first.
He's not going to try to book it.
I just want to make sure that it's clear.
He gets up and he walks to like the corner of the alleyway. He kind of goes like, so you're going to go down that way. And then he kind of like points. He's going to go, there's a terrible smell that you're going to get close to. It's like an old tannery building, more or less. When you go past the smell, he's like, there's an old recluse building that's kind of dredged down and nobody goes back there because it's awful.
Okay. Do you know what that bad smell is?
It's tannery. Tannery.
It smells terrible.
It is still a tannery?
Well, it's the remnants of an old tannery that was never cleaned up.
Wait. Okay. Before you leave, give us your cloak with the talon mark.
He just takes it off.
Might come in handy for one of you.
Not me.
He just kind of goes, can I go?
Yeah.
He just leaves.
Yeah.
I don't know why you... I just, like, after he, like, leaves, I just, like, look over at Vera, like, why'd you give him 2 gold? I was just going to give him 2 silver.
I was just going to give him his life.
I mean...
Leovar kind of goes like, I agree.
Plus, if you pay them more, they're more likely to just not feel the need to stoop to what they've done before.
Well, it's not like we gave him a job.
No, I mean, it's true.
Gave him a vacation.
Yeah. But it's a little bit longer than a vacation than 2 silver.
Well, yeah, but he was happy to get 5 copper a week or a day, whatever he said.
Whatever.
Yeah. I give you 2 gold, be like, you've spent a lot of gold lately.
It's fine.
Leovar comes over to the body and just kind of like, he makes it like respectful and just props the guy up against the wall.
Okay, cool.
And just kind of goes like,
do you maybe want to take the arrow out of his chest?
I'm not taking that out.
I look over towards the cleric.
I will take it out.
I mean, serves as a pretty good warning.
I just don't know how the clerics work and how they figure out who did it. I don't know.
This is the Copper District. Do you think guards are going to come down here?
They sometimes do. Especially if they find a body.
They're probably going to assume that some thug with that symbol tried to take down someone he shouldn't.
And they'd
be pretty accurate.
Well, I mean, are Theodred's crossbow bolts, like, very fancy or special in any way?
No.
They're just crossbow bolts.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I understand.
They might have someone who has divination, but I mean...
That'd be a lot of work.
They're also sent down here from a very particular source, so we
should go with that. Yeah, but remember, if you start bringing heat down on them, they're going to be like, we don't know you.
Yeah. We were sent by
the princess. They'll be like, she'll be like, I don't know these people.
Yeah, let them try to find me.
Oh boy.
We leave a note with every dead body. Compliments of the princess. Compliments
of the princess. No. No. Let's just... Okay, I mean, I guess we can check out that area, but that's where the Talon's gang are. We're looking for Cora.
Well, if we can maybe find where... that's true. That's true. I don't know if they... Maybe they already took her and they took her back to their hideout.
But we don't know that.
No, we don't. So. We gotta check.
I mean, we can check that out. That's our best lead for right now if we don't want to split up.
Yeah, we can still, like, check stuff out as we head over that way, I guess.
Well, I'm also suspicious because... dead bodies also smell very bad.
Yeah. Oh, that is a good point.
And a tannery is a really good spot to have a bad smell be okay.
Does anybody have something I can use to plug my nose? Gnomes have kind of sensitive noses.
I pull out from my pocket. I have earplugs.
Thank you.
I literally have earplugs on my character sheet. I just got a whole bunch of shit.
I will put them in as we get closer. All
right, do you guys head over to...
I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll jam them up my nose.
Oh my god.
Alright, so as you guys head down the Copper District Entertainment section, you kind of come to a large open area where you see there's a whole bunch of like old, like sitting... what do you call that? Like... not chairs, but long benches. Yeah, like old wooden benches. There's a decrepit old wooden stage. there's a large, not large, large is the incorrect word, but a moderately sized, like, wagon. And you guys see on the side of it, the wagon actually says Wally's Wagon. However, it's shut down and it's, like, tied up. There are several people that are, like, sleeping around. None of them seem too keen to, like, look at you. One of them seems to wake up and, like, looks at you and just sort of, like, rolls over and, like, puts its blanket over its head. Like, it, like, doesn't want to interact with you whatsoever. Do you guys keep going?
Yeah, so we're going into the heart of the entertainment district, not towards the back alley.
Well, or you gotta is this get through the same? This. According to his directions, you got to go through here, and then you're going to reach the tannery.
Okay, cool.
After a slight walk.
Got it.
You guys keep going?
I guess, do you want to just look around the area of here?
Did we want to try to talk to this Wally fellow? I know it's late.
I mean, this is where we were pointed in the direction of from our informant friend.
Yeah.
Didn't he say it was just around Wally's wagon, though?
But yeah, if that's what Wally's I'm saying, always just... here.
Or, oh, no, Wally had problems with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
But also, if he's here, all like pretty consistently, he might have seen Cora today.
Fair.
Yep.
So, we could wake him up.
It's up to you guys.
Seemed like a fair idea to me.
Levar just kind of goes like, "Hey, man, I'm not gonna wake a guy up. You guys want to wake a guy up? You wake a guy up."
Like, where is the moon in the sky right now? Can we even see it? Like,
it's kind of cloudy tonight.
Okay, but it feels pretty late.
Isn't it the point of the essence of the issue to find Cora?
Yes, that's why I want to. That's why I want to wake him up.
Let's do it. Rather inconvenience someone
we've got right now. So.
I'll go up and I'll, like, gently knock on the door. Like, try.
Right, so you go up to the wagon. The wagon, again, is, like, moderately sized. There's a back door to it.
Yeah, I'll try the back door.
Alright, you just knock?
Yeah.
Don't hear anything.
Wally, are you awake?
You just hear, like, a... Wally's wagon's closed. Go away.
We're just looking for Cora.
You just hear, like, a grumble, and then you hear, like, this person get up, and you hear, like, some bottles fall, and, like, some stuff falls over.
Beautiful.
Just this racket, and he's kind of like, "Fuck, God damn it." And he comes out, and you just hear him get to the door, more or less, and he just kind of goes, like, you see, like, this little slide open up, kind of goes,
"I am so sorry."
He kind of goes, like, "Who are you? What do you want?"
We are a group of adventurers, and we heard that there was a group harassing people and that Cora might be in danger. So we were wondering if you had seen her today. That way we can make sure that they didn't take her.
Roll diplomacy.
Using diplomacy a lot. Rolling shit, too. 19.
He kind of goes like... One second. You hear him, like, shuffle some stuff. And it takes him, like, another minute or two, and he opens up the door, and you see, like, this...
And I'll step back.
Yeah. You see, like, this this older gnome who's got this, kind of, like, this long, like, thin beard going on. He's got, like, a gray mustache, and his hair is, like, kind of wildy, and he's got, like, what looks to be, like, these polka-dotted... Or, like, not polka-dotted, but, like, plaid... kind of like pajamas that are like yellow and green, but they're very ragtag and like have like a hole in them. And he's got like kind of like bright green eyes, and he kind of like opens up the door, and as he does, he has like this lantern, and he has like a hand crossbow that's loaded, and he's just like,
"Fair,
there's quite a bit of you out here,
adventuring party."
Kind of just like sits down on the thing, and he just sets his lantern down, and he just kind of goes like, he strokes his beard a little bit, he just kind of goes, "I don't know how much I can tell you. She usually sits over," and he points to like a corner, and kind of goes like, "She usually sets up her art right there. Mm-hmm. I let her keep her art in the wagon. That way it doesn't get damaged. But I don't know where she goes at night. I don't exactly have enough space. And not to mention, I'm not keeping people in my wagon."
Understandable.
Unless you plan to bed them, I'm guessing.
Look, I'm a gnome. There's a lot of things that I do and a lot of things that I don't do. And one of them is I don't do humans.
Oh, you have an experience. I mean, nothing.
I have a full plate. I have my full plate on.
Look, Tin Can, don't make any sassy jokes to me or else I'll sass you in the next week.
Fair.
You probably haven't seen the broadside of a fucking rock in a year.
No, I was underground not that long ago.
That's not what I'm talking about. Oh. You know what I'm talking about.
I just like look up. I just look up into the sky. Like, oh.
All right, but you saw her today with her painting.
Yeah, like I said, she usually sets up over there, okay. Does her drawings.
Has anyone else other than us have come to ask about her in the past few days?
Yeah, the Talons come every once in a while to bug me about them.
You don't have any idea what they're trying to find her for?
I don't know. I don't ask that many questions. I tell them to screw off.
Well, that's good.
Fair.
Have you heard anything about what the Talons have been so bold recently over?
Look, man. Sounds great enough trouble for me. They've offered to burn down my wagon about 3 times now. I sleep every night with a hand crossbow ready to go. As far as I'm concerned, they could screw off and up a tree.
Fair enough.
Fair. All right. Well,
yeah, I guess she's not there now, so that doesn't...
Well, we can continue on to our next. If you do happen to see her...
Why are you looking for her?
Because the Talons are after her, and we're after something in the Talons. That's about all we know.
We heard she's in more imminent danger than the other businesses.
And who are you? Just an adventuring party?
Yeah.
Who hired you? This all sounds very suspicious. Well, just saying.
I mean, I live in Avardo in the Elven refugee camp right now.
And I'm supposed to trust that?
No.
You look like you straight came out of a noble court.
I'm wearing, like, adventurer clothes. I don't have, like, fancy stuff.
You have a 19 charisma.
Oh, I mean, fair. I'm pretty.
Forgive me, but between you and full plate and full plate, this doesn't exactly seem like... Oh, we're just going for a missing persons report.
Have you run into many do-gooders?
Lady, I live in the Copper District. As far as a do-gooder would be, it would be congratulations. You didn't steal from me. You didn't chop at my wagon, and you haven't set it on fire. However, you all have managed to interrupt my sleep. So, forgive me for being a little suspicious, as... I don't exactly understand why so many people are looking for this girl all of a sudden.
To be blunt, there's a rogue necromancer and there's usually bounty on rogue necromancers. We think that the Talons are working with said rogue necromancer and we have good information that they're looking for this person.
Roll the one leads to another. Add 5 to your roll.
Nice.
As Bosgrim talks...
21, because I have a -1.
Beautiful.
Or no, 22. Because I got an 18 plus 4.
Brina, you were saying something?
As Bosgrim's saying this, I'm like, oh no, how much is too much? Like, I'm thinking, like, it's crossing my face. Oh no, he's saying too much. Oh no, he what's
kinda
too much?
He kind of, like, looks at you for a second and just kind of goes like, well.
That about sums it up.
I'm going to be inclined to believe you, dwarf, just because... Well, dwarves are dwarves, and I assume that you're an honorable one at that. So, Cora likes to stay, and he points to, like, an old, decrepit building, kind of, like, down the way. Kind of goes like, Cora likes to stay in that building over there. She has the key. I gave it to her. She stays on the second floor, usually.
Would there be anyone else there that we might disturb?
Look, there's a lot of homeless people. Anybody who breaks a window or can figure out how to open the door might be in there.
Noted. Many thanks.
Do me a favor, don't tell anybody that I told you that, especially Cora. She trusts me, and I'd rather keep it that way.
We were just following the trail with the Talons.
Sure, bud.
Well, we'll make sure to keep your name out of our mouths, so.
I'll grab a silver piece and be like, sorry for waking you. I'll just, like, hold it out.
He just snatches it.
Sleep well.
Shuts the door and he kind of goes like, before, and like as it shuts, he opens up the thing and he goes, by the way, I will be checking up on her. If she's not around tomorrow, I'm going to the guards with your descriptions and your name.
Understandable.
Wait, what do you sell?
I'm a jester.
Oh. Never mind then.
He shuts the thing.
What's the point of a jester? I don't get it.
He's a jester. Yes. Like the...
Neobar kind of goes like, he makes the funny.
It's to be entertaining to people. Like a singer, but with jokes.
Oh, so you mean someone a bit more with talents like yours. Except for more.
I like put my hand to my chest.
Did you just call him a bard?
Why? That was I called that a compliment. Like that I'm funny.
I know you are. I did not mean that as an insult, dear.
No, that's a compliment. I thank you. I would not call myself a jester or anything of that sort. I think I'm more kind-hearted, but if you think I'm funny, that's so nice.
We should probably see if we can check on... Okay.
Yes.
Cora, I don't know if we can do it quietly to see if she's there.
Well...
Without breaking into the building. I really need to change.
We have the key. You don't need to break in.
No, she has the key. Yeah. We don't. But I mean, between you and Leovar, I'm pretty sure we can get a door open quietly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could take that that Talon's cloak and just take off the pin. You'll look pretty ragged then.
Do we have a cloak? I thought we only took a pin.
Theodred took the cloak. The cloak with the pin in it.
Mm-hmm. The one that was not bloody. The one from the unconscious man.
Oh.
Leovar assumed like, we should get over there.
Yeah, let's just go.
I assumed that the cloak had it, like, patched on, not the actual pin.
It's a patch. It's not a pin.
I don't want to wear that. Thanks.
Especially not when we're going to find someone that is being hunted by them.
Yeah, let's not. That's... no. So yeah, we'll go over to that building, I guess.
Right.
See if it's locked.
Nuvar kind of gets up to the front door, looks at it, and just kind of goes like, well, it's definitely a patched up building. You guys see this old, decrepit building. The roof's slightly collapsed. The windows are boarded up. And the front door appears to be very locked. Or it's like boarded. However, you can see that the door handle and the lock are like not boarded. And... it looks like you might be able to squeeze in, like, underneath if you got the door open, because it swings inward. Leovar kind of goes, well, I can probably open this, but I suggest me, and he points to Brina's character, we should probably just go in since we're quiet.
That's fine with me.
100%.
Before that happens, I want to check the door, search it, make sure that there's no traps.
Okay.
Just on the off chance that she might be. She lives in alone in a decrepit house in a bad area. She might have something set up.
Okay. You check the door?
Yes.
Make search.
Dirty 20.
Looks fine.
Alright. Vera, can Maya please see the key?
There's no key.
We didn't get a key. He gave it to her.
Oh, right. Okay.
Leovar just kind of goes like, I got this. And he steps in. And very deftly, you see him just kind of like...
I stay here. Ensure that nothing is going miss.
Alright, the door opens and Leovar kind of like steps under and squeezes in the underspace of the boards. And he just kind of goes like, he gets in and he's like, come on, let's go.
I shimmy very quietly, as deftly as I can.
Okay, make a move silently.
Mm-hmm. Good thing I have a lot to plus 19.
Alright, so you sneak in. Alright, so as you step into this house, let me mark it on the map for you guys. Alright, so Brina, as you and Leovar step in, and you guys are just outside of the door, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'd probably go to one of the corners, just keep an eye around.
Yeah, I'll stay by the door just in case.
So as you come in here, you can see there are several figures sleeping on the floor over here. I'm actually just going to use these again. They're like huddled in the corners. They don't seem to react to you coming in. Like, they're completely out, and there's a slight sleeping noise coming from them, just like slight snoring, a little bit of shuffling. There are two doors and a staircase in the back that you can see. Both the doors are closed right now. Where would you like to go?
Do any of the bodies in the corner look to resemble Cora?
Do you want to get closer?
Well, I can see in the dark quite a bit.
True. Make a spot check.
Also, just a reminder, we were informed that she is usually on the second floor.
Okay. Spot is 12.
You can't tell. They're pretty well covered right now. If you got closer or uncovered them, you might be able to see. Leovar progresses to this door, and you see him kind of, like, kneel down and starts, like, he, like, checks the door, and it slightly opens. It doesn't make a lot of noise, but he seems to be peering into that room.
Ask, like, whisperedly, like, does he see her?
He holds up, like, one finger to, like, give him one moment, and he kind of, like, opens up the door. He sticks in, he sticks his head in, and then he closes it very quietly, and he looks at you, and he just kind of shakes his head.
Okay. I attempt to that other door quietly and attempt to open that lock. Or, well, search first to make sure there's no traps.
Go ahead. This is just a building in Gallants, so just...
Okay, I still rolled a one for a search.
Completely safe.
Or you totally think it's trapped in this case.
Okay, it's safe.
Oh my god, there's a fireball trap here. It'll destroy the whole room.
Open lock.
It's open.
Okay. I opened the door.
Okay. Roll move silently for me.
Move silently. That is 28.
Alright, so you open this door up, and when you do, you see this looks like a small, like, cooking area. There's, like, a little, what looks to be, like, an old little kitchen area with some cabinets. There's some other stuff there. There's like a table, and you see a door in the very back. However, this one seems completely boarded up. There's like no space. Like, it's just boarded from top to bottom. You do not see anybody in here.
Shake my head to, Leovar and point up.
Okay. So he starts to progress up. Roll move silently.
Oh no, that's my second nat one. Jesus Christ, it had to balance out all the 20s I rolled earlier.
All right. So, as you start to go up the stairs, you kind of trip and fumble and make some noise. And Leovar just looks back at you like, what the fuck?
Filthy in here. I just sit there for a few seconds, make sure like nobody has woken up, like just startled them awake.
Am I able to hear that from the outside? Okay. Not that bad.
You do see this person seems to like make a spot check for me.
Still not great. I rolled a 2, so that's 10.
Okay. As you're kind of like sitting there, Leovar literally kind of like grabs you and pulls you very quietly down against the wall and like hunkered, like literally tries to lay like as flat as he can against the stairs, and he kind of goes like, there's someone that woke up. Stay very quiet.
I can turn invisible. You can hide yourself.
1 second. He says just kind of quietly.
Yeah, I see his whisper.
Make a listen check.
Dirty 20.
Okay. So you hear the person... If they did wake up, it sounds like they roll back over and kind of, like, go back to sleep.
I let out a sigh of relief.
Leovar just kind of goes like, come on. Come on.
Lead the way, then.
Gladly.
Wait, can you even see in this light before I can?
He kind of goes like, it's not that dark. He's like, I can see a little bit.
I don't know how far your elves can see.
He's a human.
Right, human.
It's not like super dark out, I should note that, because there is some moonlight. So it's not like pitch, pitch dark. It is dark, however.
Cover and night.
All right, so as you get to the second floor, you can see that this area has a lot of different like rubble, and the roof is slightly collapsed, so there's some moonlight coming in here. There's a lot of different debris in here, just kind of like stacked against the walls or against the edges of places. There's even some like debris in the middle of the room. You don't immediately see Cora in here. However, with all the debris and all the other stuff that's going on, it wouldn't be unlikely that she might just be amidst all this stuff.
I do a search check. For search, do you need me to make a roll for that?
So that's what the room looks like, just in case. Fine. Okay. What was your... can you make a quick spot for me, however, before that search check?
Spot, not search, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, spot is going to be... Alrighty. Used up all my 20s, apparently, for the night. 11.
Okay. You can see that there's a layer of what seems to be like dust and debris on the floor. It's not necessarily like just dirt. It's like there seems to be something that's kind of like clinging to the bottom of the floor, kind of like a fog-ish like material. It's kind of hard to see, but with your dark vision, you can actually see it a little bit better. Neobar seems completely oblivious to this.
So fog?
Yeah.
That's not natural.
Neobar kind of leans over, kind of goes like, "What's not natural?"
There's fog on the ground.
Kind of like picks up his foot and goes like, "Oh, that's weird."
Can I see her body?
You can take a search around if you want to.
Okay. For search... 18.
Alright. So you begin to search around to find her. Leovar kind of searches around also. And you actually end up seeing a body right here on the ground.
Okay, I point to Leovard over in the corner.
He kind of like, he nods and begins walking over. This is where the body is, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Does the body fit the description of Cora?
Make a spot check for me.
Okay, better. Spot or search?
Spot.
23.
It does not match the description of her.
I shake my head. No.
Okay. He begins, like, searching around again. Do you want to move forward or anything?
Could, with that spot, could I see if that body was... looked like it was sleeping, or was it unnaturally still? Because of the fog.
It appears to be sleeping.
Okay. I'm gonna continue searching around and moving.
Okay. Can you make, listen check? Immediately?
Of course. Ooh. Oh, lordy, that's not good. 9.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Okay. You don't see anything. You don't hear anything.
Terrifying.
I look over to Leovar and whisper as best as I can, "I don't see her here."
He kind of goes like, "I don't see her either."
What is up with this fog? It's unnatural.
He goes, "Yeah." He's like, "I don't know what this is." He's like, "This is really weird."
It's not doing anything to us, is it?
Doesn't seem to be.
Okay, I continue searching around as much as I can without stepping on anything or anyone.
Okay, roll a d20 for me.
Okay. Just a d20?
Yep.
Rolled a 13.
Okay. What is your fort save?
Oh, no. It's an 8.
So that would be 21?
Yeah. Okay. Altogether.
dwarf magic poison, yada yada.
I'm adding that. You don't have to worry about that. Alright, so as you're moving around, you can see this fog sort of kicks up like this dust, more or less, like as you're moving. You didn't really realize it before, but this stuff, whatever it is, you suddenly get like a little woozy. However, you're able to shake it off. But it definitely seems like whatever this stuff is not normal, nor is it like good for you.
Mm-hmm. I look over to Leovar. How is he looking?
He is. You see him kind of like look at the ground. He kind of like waves his hand in front of his face, and immediately he like pulls up his shirt and puts it over his mouth. He's like, "Whoa."
I do the same.
Make a spot check for me.
I'm getting PTSD from the last time we did this with spores. Sorry.
Bless you.
That was adorable. Spot
is 11.
Okay. So, suddenly, out of nowhere, you suddenly hear someone, like, run down the stairs. And they, like, book it really fast.
Does it sound like our girl?
You didn't see or hear much. You just saw someone bolt out of here.
I look to him, and because he's probably faster than me with my slow, clinky ass.
He just starts running.
Because I only move 20 feet around. I'm assuming time is of the essence.
You see him hop and literally try to... he basically hops over the railing and jumps down. And... Okay. He disappears very fast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you try to run down the stairs after him?
I'm going to try to pull a parkour move, too, because I don't feel like doing that as well.
Okay. How do you want to run?
Like, I want to avoid any bodies that might be on the ground? Or
there's
any,
only
like...
this body that you saw.
Okay, I want to avoid the rubble on the ground.
Okay. Do you want to try to jump over the rubble and then jump down the stairs? She wants to parkour.
Sure,
but
yeah.
But does she need to parkour? That's what, I guess. Is that the entrance to the stairs right there? You can just go in a loop.
Yeah, but she wants to go from here to here.
Oh.
She wants to circumvent going down the stairs and just wants to.
She's allowed to copy Leovar and be a badass.
I just
want to
make sure she knows.
I just figured, you know, try to be as quick as possible. I don't know if that's going to make it quick, but we can try.
Make a jump check for me.
I don't have jump.
Well.
Oh, wait. Yeah. No, actually, I do. I forgot.
I was
going to
say, you have jump.
Yeah.
It's very low. Okay. Oh, thank God I rolled well. 21.
All right. So you successfully jump over this. Now you're falling down the stairs. Make a tumble check for me.
I don't have tumble, though, but I will use my dexterity because... Yes. Fuck. Good thing I have a decent dex. Okay. 16.
All right. So you manage to tumble down the stairs slightly. You don't manage to land quite gracefully, but you also don't eat, like, a massive amount of shit. You see Leovar run up to somebody and try and tackle them. And successfully does.
Nice.
How much noise does that make?
Just a loud thud, like a boom.
Okay.
Everybody outside, roll a d20 for listen, however, minus 5.
7. Wait, sorry, 9.
You hear it? Ez?
Doing math in my head, 16.
You hear it?
Negative 2.
You don't hear it.
I have the earplugs in my ears instead of in my nose.
Okay, so we hear like a commotion of something.
A thud.
You hear a thud.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll
like that.
I'll just like look into the door and like look through the door.
It's closed.
Oh, okay. I'll just like.
They didn't keep it open.
Okay, I'll just wait. Like, I'll watch the door now. I'll be actively watching the door.
as you hear the thud, you hear immediately after that, you hear like a scream and like a no, no. And Leovar just kind of like stops her and just kind of goes like, oh, we're not here to hurt you.
I'll open the door.
All right. You open the door. There's all these boards in your way.
Oh, I'll like peer through.
Leovar just kind of goes like, we're not here to hurt you. Like, relax. Are you Cora? And she kind of goes like, yes. What do you want?
I'm not there. I didn't hear shit.
Help in there?
Brandon,
like, I'll look back from the corner.
Yeah, I think they found her. And then I'll start to like,
kind of goes like, we found her.
I'll move the boards, I guess, if I can.
You're going to have to pull them off.
Damn it.
Wait, how did the rogues get in? Oh.
I can't really. I just step aside so the elf can like squeeze through.
I'll go in.
Just right. Like you squeeze in.
Yeah.
People with full play are going to have trouble getting through that.
And no, I'm not even going to try.
Yeah. I'll just go over. Just, do I see Leovar like on top of Cora?
No, he gets off.
Okay.
Like
okay.
He's not standing on top of her. She was just.
Is she still on the ground?
Yeah, and he just stands up. He's like, we're not here to hurt you.
I'll, like, scurry over to her and offer her a hand.
She does not accept your hand. She kind of goes like, who the heck are you people? What do you want?
I don't know what just happened, but I apologize for...
Leovar kind of goes like, I had to tackle her. She was running away.
Fair.
You see these other people get up, by the way. They're like, huh? What's going on?
We are only here to make sure you're okay. Now that we know you're okay... We're just gonna go. We heard you were being harassed by some people. And we are trying to fix that larger situation.
She kind of goes, wait, you're not part of the people trying to get me?
No.
No.
We are trying to stop them. So we heard they've been harassing you more frequently, and we heard you might be in danger. So we just wanted to make sure you were okay.
These guys kind of like, you see these people kind of get up and they're like, oh, what's going on? And they kind of like start like crowding the area. Like they're not getting in your way. They're just like, well, what's going
they're
on?
They're being nosy.
Yeah.
So.
Just here to talk and check in on you. We did not mean to startle you.
She kind of goes like, well, no offense. You guys startled me.
Was that you upstairs? Like, I... mentioned the fog.
She kind of goes like, no. She's like, somebody's been messing with the areas that I've been sleeping in. She's like, I saw that fog. I woke up in the middle of the night. I heard someone messing with the door or something like that. She goes, I didn't know if it was the towns again, but when I woke up, there was that weird fog on the ground. She's like, I don't even know what that is.
Who was the other person upstairs?
She goes, I don't know who that was. She's like, I don't want to sleep up there because nobody else sleeps up there.
Wait, there's someone else upstairs?
I tell Leovar to keep an eye on her. I pull out my rock cross and I start slowly heading back upstairs.
Okay.
Like, silently as possible.
Okay. You're upstairs.
Is that fog still permitting?
Yeah, in fact, it's gotten thicker.
Is the body gone?
Nope, body's still there.
I take a quick search again to see if I missed any other bodies.
That'll take a while if you want to search the whole area.
Well then, can I do another quick spot then?
Yeah, sure.
Twelve.
You don't see any.
Okay. I'm gonna go approach the body slowly. Okay. And inspect it this time.
Alright. So, you get to the body, and you see what looks to be, like, a person, like, in a, like, some sort of like bedroll cloak type thing. Their face is pretty well covered up. Like I said, you could see it earlier. It definitely wasn't it didn't look like Cora. It looked like someone older. However, on closer inspection, you see the body isn't quite right. Do you want to search the body?
Yes.
Okay.
Because would this be something I would know with like. I have knowledge dungeoneering.
You've never seen anything like this before.
But it's a body, not a
sleeping
human.
Okay, I rolled a 19 plus 9, 28. All right.
So you delicately search the body, and as you delicately search the body, you kind of like move it just a little bit, and as you do, you see that the person's mouth is actually open, kind of like unnaturally so, and there's like this purple fog leaking out of their mouth. When you take closer inspection on that, you can tell that this person, like, their eyes are bugged out, and you can see that there's like sort of like they're, it looks like something forced its way out of the jaw and snapped it, and now there's this purple fog leaking out of them.
And this is nothing like drow or goblinoid, anything I've ever dealt with.
You've never seen anything like this.
And the fog is what's causing this. Okay, I'm not gonna touch anymore.
The fog's coming out of this person.
That's what I said. The fog is, that's permeating the room, is coming from that.
Yep.
I'm gonna back out, because I don't trust this.
Okay. You come back downstairs? By the way, make one more fort save for me.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. 18 plus...
You're good.
Oh. And I would just see her come down. Is everything okay? Are they alright?
That thing is not humanoid. And the fog is permeating from it. I might need your magical ability for this. It's affecting me in a way. Not too severely, but it's not natural.
Well, okay, is there any fog coming down the stairs?
You can start to see a little bit of it, like, falling down the stairs.
Okay,
like a
purple fog. I would just, like, look at Cora, look at the others, like, I'm so sorry, I know this is probably more comfortable, but if we can exit this building, it's no longer safe to sleep in.
Something came to get you, it's probably going to be using this as cover. Please, we have friends outside who can protect you. Just please stay close by.
Please bear in mind, they are in half plate, or they are in full plate. They are our friends. So I would just try to herd everyone out.
These people too?
Yeah.
Okay. Does someone want to pull off the boards?
Okay, now if they're like coming out, I'll help.
Ez and Josh, can you both make strength checks for me?
I got a 19.
I only got a 13.
All right. Well, they're not that hard of boards to pull off. They're old and rickety. Bump. You guys open up the door. As that happens, these guys kind of like run outside. Like, they're just kind of like, oh, what's going on?
Stay close by. You too. I point to Gar and Baz. Cora.
Well, I mean, they can head out. The others. But
given the amount of people coming out of this in a more rushed way, I'm actually going to draw weapons. Okay. And, like, start surveying the surroundings a lot more intently.
You guys, keep an eye on them. Alright, there. I might need your assistance with upstairs.
Yeah, I'll pull out my shield.
I don't know if I could really help in that manner. This might be more of a...
What's going on?
There's some kind of fog
emitting coming from a
body. You said it was a person, though, didn't you?
Poison-ish.
It was fog emanating from its jaw as if unhinged, and it would look like no humanoid I've ever seen. It was not an elf, not a dwarf, not a gnome, not a half-elf. I couldn't describe the race it was.
It was probably human. It just looked really messed up.
It was maybe, possibly human once. It's just, whatever did this, it probably deformed it horribly.
Maybe it's some sort of magic.
Someone possibly needs to keep on an eye on her.
Yeah, you guys can stay down here. Me and Bosgrim will go up and see if either of us...
A bit more hardy.
It was attempting to affect me.
I can determine if it's magic or not.
Okay. All right. I'll stay at the bottom of the stairs then and just call if you need.
I will keep...
You'll hear me if I pass out or something else, so...
Well, if you fall down, you'll make a loud noise.
Don't,
Exactly.
Ironically, if he passes out, he just happens to like slump in his armor, doesn't fall over, so we don't hear anything.
So you stay downstairs. Who's staying outside?
I'm staying outside.
Keep an eye outside too with Cora, and then keeping the eye out for everything that might be coming our way.
Yeah, so I think just Basgrim's going upstairs. I'm the only one staying in so far, unless Leobard does.
Detect magic is a concentration spell, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to detect magic before going up.
I'm going to ask Leobard to assist him. Just keep an eye. Don't think it's smart to leave one person up there.
Well, if it's poisonous...
Leobard kind of goes like, if it's poisonous, you should go up there, because I'm not exactly a hardy fellow.
Fine. Keep an eye on...
Fine. It's just a corpse. It's fog.
I'm gonna follow him. Keep an eye on Cora.
Okay. He just stands in the doorway.
Rock Cross is still out.
Okay, so you get upstairs. As you get upstairs, you can see that this purple fog has now permeated. Like, it's now... Before, when you came up here, Rina, it was probably only a couple inches deep. Now it's probably gotten to like 4 or 5 inches, and now it's kind of like pouring over the stairway quite a bit. Hasn't quite reached where you're at, but it's like spreading.
I'm just gonna like lift up like my shirt and just be like, I don't like this.
See any magic aura coming from the corpse that I'm imagining she points out?
So the fog is glowing. You see that there's a concentration of it over here. However, it's very murky. So,
even the aura is murky?
Yeah. It's not a very powerful magic, but it is a magic.
I don't think I have that. My other character had Dispel.
I'm going to cast Dispel Magic on the corpse.
Okay.
Or centered around that corpse.
Okay. Roll d20.
19 plus 7.
All right. You cast a spell magic on it, and you kind of like, you hear like a kind of like a crack sound, and the fog starts to dissipate, just kind of. However, the fog outside of the radius of the dispel still exists, but it's no longer like leaking anymore.
Well, it's a good thing we found her when we did. Necromancer knew where she was.
Can you tell anything about the body, though? Like,
I'm not trained in that sort of stuff.
It's really unfortunate.
It's a very odd cleric. Let me just poke you, and it'll fix you. I don't know what I'm doing. I
can tell if it has anything I can harvest out of it in terms of... magical items, but that's about it.
Yeah. He's like an anesthesiologist. I learned more about the anatomy of
monsters than I did actual people.
That's hysterical. But you're like an anesthesiologist. You don't know exactly why it works, but you know how to make it work.
Yeah. So, I'll go over towards the body and just check it out, see if there's anything.
Okay. Do you follow? Rina?
Yes, but like 5 or 10 feet back.
Okay. So when you get to the body, you see what I had described earlier, slightly unhinged jaw with eyes bugging out. Since you don't have heal.
Would I recognize maybe what the magic was around it, being clerical, or?
Do you have spellcraft? Then no. Do you have knowledge of religion? No. Do you have heal? No.
Well, I have 1 point knowledge religion.
No.
I'm just saying.
No.
Congratulations, you took a 5-minute course on how to be a cleric.
Yeah, pretty much.
Understand.
Took a CPR class, became cleric.
You took the booklet, like the pamphlet from your god, you read like the first 3 pages, and you're like, yep, I get it.
Keep to the beat of ha, ha, ha. Keep it alive. That way we don't get copyrighted.
Around this time outside,
it's a body.
You see a couple of guards seem to be coming over. You can see that they're like they see a group of people standing out in front of like a decrepit building.
Yeah.
And like there's like 3 guards and they kind of like look over.
I look over to Leovar like, I don't know what's going on.
He kind of was like, what's going on here?
But we need to tell them something.
The three guards, they kind of go, "Excuse me, what's going on over here?"
I'm not outside. Nope. Oh no.
But I imagine you hear that.
Do I hear that?
Roll a listen check.
These have been really bad for me tonight. It's I have earplugs. Like
the walls are very.
I rolled a nat 20.
Yeah, you hear it.
Yeah. Is that the third or fourth nat 20 tonight?
Third, I think.
Okay, because I know I wrote
the guards kind of go like, "Hey, what's going on over here?" And immediately the people kind of go like, "I don't know, something's going on." And they just kind of like.
And I would head out, and I'd like kind of like wave the guards down.
They can only go like, "What's going on?"
A body was left upstairs, and it's spewing out fog.
What?
Fog's taken care of.
Are you guys downstairs?
No, I
didn't hear.
I would be saying that by about this time, I imagine.
Sorry. Well, she already
loud
left.
Loud enough?
I would have just naturally said gas leak, but.
The guards kind of go like, "Scoot, people, move out of the way. We need to check this out." And then these people kind of like, one of them like herds these people over.
Yeah.
Here and just kind of goes like, "Excuse," like.
Yeah,
one of them goes like, "Excuse me,"
aside.
And this guy goes inside. You hear a voice from downstairs. They kind of go like, whoever is upstairs, I'm coming up right now. If you have any weapons drawn, you will be drawing them on a gallant's guard." And you hear just...
I would put away weapon at this point.
Give me a moment. Let me put away my weapon.
I would say, careful, the fog, something poisonous.
Kind of goes like, fog?
There's a fog, yes.
I imagine he would still be able to see it at this point, or has it all dissipated?
Pretty much, there's still some of it. He just kind of like...
Don't breathe it in.
He kind of goes like, okay? And you just hear him kind of like, still come upstairs.
Make sure Rock Cross is put away and hands are lifted.
He kind of goes, what's going on up here?
Well, we heard about a rogue necromancer down here, so we came to check it out.
You mean up here?
Well, down in the Copper District, specifically.
Interesting. And, what are you doing next to that body?
Disabling the magic that was causing it to spew the... And I'll just gesture to the purple fog around.
He kind of grabs the sword a little bit. He's like, sir, please step away from the body.
I'll step away, hands up, yada yada.
He comes walking over, and he kind of goes like, both of you need to go downstairs. And he just kind of like...
That's fine, just...
Can I sense motive?
Go for it.
Careful not to breathe the fumes.
19?
Total?
Yeah.
I don't know, he seems like a guard, but you don't think that he's totally telling the truth, either?
This is risky business.
I'll go down.
Okay.
I will too, but as soon as I'm out of his eyesight, I'm gonna look at, is this a human guard?
Yeah, he's a human guard.
Okay, as soon as I'm out of visual, I pull out Rock Cross enough to pull, out and go invisible and head back upstairs, because I want to see what the fuck he's doing. Because I don't trust it.
Why would you do that? Remember, he made the sense motive, not you.
Fair. But I want to know why we need to go downstairs.
I mean, if you want to, I just don't see the reasoning, but that's fine.
So I'm curious.
Make a move silently check.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go to Gars. Just sort of under my breath, like, I thought the guards didn't come down here very often.
There's a guard right in front of you if you go down there.
Yeah, there's a guard, like, literally. Yeah, it's hard to tell that the mini.
Gar score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
22. 100%
talking to me.
Okay. How close do you want to get? You're all the way over here.
He seems to be
crouching over the body, and you see him kind of, like, checking it out, at least from where. It looks like that's what he's doing.
I want to be near the stairwell, not, like, blocking it if in case he heads back down. I want to be able to just get a clear visual of, like, what he might be doing to it.
Well, you can't see what he's doing to the body right now. You're standing behind... He's standing in front, or he's crouched over the body right now, and seems to be doing something. Not sure exactly what. If you want to see what he's doing to the body, you'd have to get much closer.
Okay. I will move 20 feet over to the left. Or, yeah.
Okay. Can you roll move silently check for me again?
Of course. Okay. 19.
Okay.
Total?
So, you can see that he seems to be checking the body from here, but he's still blocking a lot of the body. You can see, like, he's kind of, like, touching the face. If you got closer, you might be able to see exactly, but you'd have to get, like, pretty much right next, like, really close to him, or, well, you pretty much have to get right next to him to see what's going on.
Would I move 15 feet but go further to the
left? This is rubble, and this is rubble. So the closest you could get would be right here.
What about the one square to your other side?
Here?
Yeah.
You won't be able to see what he's doing to the body because there's rubble here.
Oh, fuck.
Right here is going to be the only place that you can see what's going on.
Okay. I will silently as possible move right there.
Okay. Roll d20 again. Move silently.
Oh, God. 22.
All right. You get right there. Roll a spot check for me.
Oh, lordy. 13.
All right. You don't see exactly what he's doing. You have a very good, like, area to kind of see. But he seems to be, like, checking out the body. He reaches his hands up to, like, the eyes and, like, tries to close the eyelids, but the eyes are, like, bulging out, and he just kind of, like, ah. And then he, like, you see him kind of, like, grab the mouth, and he, like, it looks like he tries to, like, readjust it so it's not, like, wide open and, like, just gaping. And then after that, he kind of, like, crosses the arms and, like, takes the cloak that's on the person and kind of, like, tightly, like, wraps the person in it. And then kind of just goes like, he does that. And then he kind of like steps up and starts to walk out.
Okay. But there's nothing else changed about him or the guard, correct?
Changed about the body?
No, the guard. Like, he didn't change as well, right?
No, he didn't change at all.
And nothing else about the body other than the cloak?
Well, the person was wearing, like, the cloak. He just kind of, like, tightened it, and he, like, you can tell, like, he closed the jaw. Like,
almost, like, created a shroud for the body.
Yeah, kind of, like, it's just, like, wrapped up now in its own, like, blanket, more or less.
Okay, I'll let the guard go down first, wait about 30 seconds, and then slowly follow. Maybe not 30 seconds, but, like, wait a round or two.
Okay. So, the guard comes out, and as he does a quick check, and he looks immediately at Uez and kind of goes like, where's your friend?
I'll also look around, just didn't pass her on the way up.
No.
So, I...
Brina, you hear that, by the way.
I hear that? Okay, I have food in my bag, so I will quickly pull out, like, bread and pretend like I just like munching from the kitchen, like how fucking Leovar was just being all fucking nonchalant the other day.
You want to walk, like, into the kitchen?
Yeah. I want to walk into the kitchen, grab out my bread.
Make a move silently check.
Okay. Ooh, 18.
Okay.
Once I get into the kitchen, I want to attempt to like make sure I'm not within visual. Break the invisibility and just be like munching on bread.
Okay, like, so you're munching on bread. So the guard kind of goes like, they look at you as with like, the guard kind of goes like, where is your friend?
Oh.
He was still inside.
Sorry, I'm right over here and I talk with like a mouthful of bread. I got hungry. Sorry.
Make a bluff check.
Oh,
negative 5.
I don't have... What?
Negative 5 for your bluff.
Okay.
Because he's suspicious of you.
Plus 5 or minus 5?
Minus 5. because he is suspicious of you.
With the... nine.
Okie dokie. So immediately when you pull out the bread, the guard kind of like pulls out his sword, and the other guards pull out their swords, and they're just like, he goes, all right. He's like, something funny's going on here. He's like, everybody up against the wall.
Oh, sorry. We're just hungry. I walk out slowly. Make sure my...
They point to you.
I'll go over to the wall. Yeah, I go
against the wall.
Where's Cora in all this?
Cora's right here.
Oh, no. Well, at least she's safe, I guess.
Not really.
Well, I don't know anything otherwise.
Yeah, we don't know anything.
She's by us, which is safer than otherwise.
So the guards kind of go like, all right, everybody against the wall. He's just like, weapons down. He's like, I don't know what's going on here, but something funny's going on. Neobard just kind of like.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I stress you.
We were in the Copper District looking for.
He kind of goes like, the guard immediately interrupts you and just kind of goes like, I don't want to hear it. He goes, until I get back up here, none of you move. And he kind of goes like, go get some backup. And the guy kind of goes like, yeah, sure thing. And he kind of goes, anybody else who moves, he's like, you'll be under the full penalty of Gallant's Law. He's like, I don't know what's going on here, but something funny's going on, and I don't like it.
Okay, we wait.
So,
Who am I next to?
You are next to...
Gar.
Do you want to fix the camera again?
Is there, like, a guard directly next to us?
No.
He's like 15 feet away.
Something's off about the guards.
I like look at him like, okay.
Thought they don't come down here.
Do they? From my past experience, do they? There's still guards in the Copper
District. They're just rare.
They're just not that often.
Like night patrols are pretty rare in the Copper District. Like it's not unheard of. For the most part. Gallant's guards don't go to the Copper District, and especially at night.
Yeah. He goes, it's just rare. Maybe we got unlucky?
I whisper something back to him. Seems off.
All right. Like a minute or two later, several more guards come up. They kind of go like, all right. He's just like, we're going to do a weapons check on each one of you. He's like, if any of you are carrying weapons, I need to know what you're carrying. And if you're magic, he's like, I need to know that too.
I'm magic.
And he goes like, all right. Defense.
Cleric, a lot.
So one of the guards comes, like there are several guards here. They start coming up and like the magic person, they kind of like, they pull you off to somewhere else. And the guard just kind of goes like, hands please.
I just offer out my hands.
And click.
What is that?
They're manacles.
Like hand manacles?
Wait, yep. Am I under arrest?
You're, as far as we're concerned, you're a magic user and you've admitted to being magic. We must take safety precautions for our own safety.
You're not allowed to do magic.
You can see it, but I also have this and a dagger. And I like try like...
The manacles actually like kind of like... They're not normal manacles. Like they clasp around your wrist and then they kind of go into your hands slightly. So you can't like...
Yeah.
You can't do stuff.
Okay, so I'm just going to show them. I do have, like, these other two.
As far as they're concerned, if you're wearing this stuff,
you can't do anything else. Okay.
Ezra, they...
Yep. I'm a cleric.
I'm a cleric. Another guard comes up to you, takes your weapons. Guard comes up to Leovard, takes all of his fucking weapons. Guard comes up to you. Brina.
Oh, I mainly tend to wield my sword and or axe and shield, and I hand those over and whatnot.
He goes, and the bow?
It's in the quiver, but yes. Hand over the quiver. But yeah, I never actively leave Rock Cross out just because I'm...
That's fine. They just take that from you. As they take all the weapons, they kind of go like, you five, the guard brings you over to here, and kind of like groups you kind of like all up together-ish. There's like three guards around you guys, more or less. And they start asking questions. They corral Coral with Cora the others.
The others.
Civilians over there. There seems to be three guards with them. And now there's four guards with you guys. And they kind of go like, one of the guards seems to take charge and just kind of goes like, all right, I need to know what's going on here. This seems really fishy. No offense.
Is a guard that's taking charge one of the first ones that showed up?
No.
Okay.
It's a different guard.
Okay.
So we got winds that the gang, the Talons, was harassing more businesses and kind of like people not well off in the Copper District. I am a traveler from the Southern Elf Forest, obviously, but I live in my Bardo in the Elven refugee camp.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've heard, I mean, the Talons are kind of everywhere now. We heard about the Talons. We heard they may be working with a necromancer. So we started following a chain of different businesses that they've been harassing. The next one was a painter that we found in this building that she frequents. And then we found that. So frankly, I'm just happy that we found her and that she's safe. And honestly, if she's near you guys, cool. But
diplomacy.
Ooh, sweet. 30.
All right. The guard seems to like buy your story. And he just kind of goes like, all right. He's like, do you have an adventuring license or anything else like that? Are you associated with a guild?
I am not. I look at the others. I am sorry. I didn't know I had to have one of those.
No, you don't have to have one. Okay. It's just a way of registering.
Are you guys associated?
Not as an adventurer, no.
I didn't realize that was the thing either.
I mean,
and I've been doing this for a while.
If we continue traveling together, we can get one. So it looks like we don't at this point in time. We only met a while back.
All right. He goes, that's fine. He just kind of goes like, they start handing your weapons back. And they just kind of go like, look, the Copper District's no place to mess around. And kind of goes like, it's been getting more and more dangerous out here. And we've been sent out to kind of patrol the night. Kind of goes like, I appreciate that you're appearing to be good Samaritans, but we must take the proper precautions out here. He undoes your manacles. And he kind of goes like,
I completely understand.
I'm not sure if you know this, but be careful with casting spells.
They gave me the full lowdown when I came to the city.
All right, I'd like to make sure. The guard who's speaking seems to be at least different from the guards who showed up. Like, he seems to be a lot more.
Can I sense motive on him?
Yeah, go for it.
Nat 20.
He seems to be a very straightforward guard. Like, you don't sense anything off about him.
Are the three that were with us initially?
They're still
in
here.
This group?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just gonna like give them a side glance in general.
Okay.
Just. I will ask the one that was inspecting the body. Is there anything that you noticed out of turn? I am a cleric. I'm not exactly.
So the one that inspected the body is like anatomy. Back here. You'd have to like walk back and talk to him.
Ah, okay. So he's over there. Got it.
He kind of goes like, if you don't mind, the guy who's been speaking kind of goes like, I'm going to need to report this. He kind of goes like, as far as you guys are concerned, he kind of goes like, either move along or stay here and let us take a report. He's like, as far as we know, I'm not going to put you in the report as a suspect, but it is curious that you are here. So,
given we're concerned about the well-being of Cora in this situation, do we want to ask if they will take her into, like, protection?
I feel like that's the worst idea. We're calling special attention to her.
I'm on the fence, honestly.
Yeah, I'm very much on the fence about it right now.
Yeah.
But they might just take her out of the Copper District altogether.
Or we could just take her with us, say that she's part of our party.
But this is also meta talk. We can't have this conversation.
Yeah, I know.
I don't mind giving my name personally for your report. That doesn't bother me. But I do in order to continue following our leads, there is one person that we would like to interview.
Yana goes, leads? He's like, yeah, you guys said that you were down here searching for this person. Who hired you?
No one hired us.
So you're just good Samaritans looking out for people?
No, we're wanting to find out about the rogue necromancer.
I mean, I'm just doing this. I live in the Elven refugee camp willingly to help out my people. I heard that other people are getting harassed, so yeah. It's kind of what I do.
He just kind of goes like, not that I'm not grateful, but just be careful doing that.
I know. It's caught me in more than one scuff.
We are aware of the risks, especially when dealing with rogue necromancer.
Yeah, well, welcome to Gallants. They're always going to be around.
Definitely.
Usually not so open in the Bronze District, so that's kind of, or Copper District, sorry. Goes like,
I mean, if any district gets hit by him, it's this district.
Yeah, that's why we offered to help, because, well, she lives here and recently acquainted friends with the capability to deal with it.
All right. Well, I got to send some guards to get some people over here. He's like, again, either stay and let us take a report or be along your merry way. He's like, I trust that you won't cause any more trouble.
No.
Okay.
No.
He kind of like walks off and another guard goes to talk with him. Another guard kind of like stands right here and seems to be taking notes. These three guards in the back seem to be talking to each one of these people kind of individually. Cora's kind of just left by herself right now.
I'll say, go ask like, questions now if you can.
Yeah, or if you want to ask her to come with us. I haven't seen her yet, so.
Yeah, I'll just pop over to Cora and just, I imagine they might want to ask you some questions. Would you be willing to meet up later?
She goes, sure, that's fine with me.
We just want to make sure you're safe.
Okay. She's like, I'm not used to that kind of hospitality.
I know it's strange for this district, but
it is very strange.
Is the sun starting to come up yet?
No, like, it's still very, it's very still late. Like, it's probably getting close to like one.
Okay. When you're finished and you're able to go, do you want to meet over at Wally's wagon?
Sure.
Because it's at that.
It's not that far.
Yeah, it's not too far. So, all right. We're gonna get going.
Okay, where do you guys go?
Don't even want to leave, honestly. Do
one of you, one of the roguey people want to, like,
well, watch? We start walking away.
Yeah, we'll start walking away.
And once we're a pretty good distance away.
Then, yes, do one of the roguey people want to maybe stay and just watch from afar, like, afar, afar, to just make sure
Cora is safe?
Yeah.
Leovar kind of goes like, I can do that.
The first three guards gave me an odd feeling.
Same.
Can't say what it is, but it's odd that they were down here in the first place, isn't it?
It's just rare. It's yeah, not like rare, they never come out.
But if they shows know up that
exactly when we can found this corpse.
But isn't it rare for spawn good do-gooders to be in the Copper District too? It's I'm just because the time the Talon is convenient. Group.
And we were two giant people in full plate out front.
They might have seen that. I was inside when they came up.
What?
Oh, yeah, you were. Never mind. But I mean, maybe
there's a group of people up front talking. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a large group of people out in the middle of the night.
The timing extremely convenient.
The guard, I had kept an eye on him when he went up there. He did not see me because I kept myself hidden. Capable of that much, but
I look around while she's talking.
You guys are like 60, 70 feet away. You guys are like,
we're far enough away.
Yeah. He was, as far as I could tell, he was just covering the body, but he could not. I couldn't tell if he did anything to it naturally.
But didn't you do stuff to that other body that you killed, where you like put coins on its mouth and stuff?
Cover it with the cloak like a shroud, but I could not tell if he mutilated the body prior to me getting to him. So it was
if
covered.
You're gonna have that.
So I don't know. But as far as I'm aware, the body, since it looked so different, unless he's used to dealing with something like that, of that notion, it did not faze him.
I mean, aren't guards used to dead bodies by now? And necromancers especially? That seems like a commonplace in Gallants.
It seemed like he was withholding something from me when I was first talking with him about the body. He was very, not so much concerned about the body, more so concerned about us being there.
I mean, that's very well. That's why...
He wants to make sure that we're not necromancers.
Well, that's also why Gar is suggesting... Well, did Leovar already leave?
No, he's staying.
Okay.
Until...
Yeah, that's why Gar is suggesting one of the rogue types goes back and watch. Yeah.
I would suggest...
I'm just informing that I've got an off feeling from the initial guards. We should definitely keep an eye.
Maybe the guard that found the body actually knew the guy that was spewing the fog?
Didn't seem affected by it.
Leovar goes like, well, we should probably leave. Yeah, he's like, we're still in eyesight of this right now. He's just like, let's... He's like, I'll double back.
Would you like some assistance with that, Leovar?
He kind of looks at you and kind of goes like, I would, except you kind of already...
raised too many eyebrows.
If I go back and I get caught, I can just say I'm going home. If you come back and we both get caught, that one guard already seemed very sus about you.
Miss, I'm just eating in the kitchen.
Hey, I support the idea. Eating in the kitchen is the proper place to eat.
I know.
Just not at midnight with purple fog.
You never had a midnight snack.
Not with purple fog.
Fair enough.
Not in an abandoned building. But, okay, so most of us scamper off to the main square of the entertainment district towards
Wally's.
Yeah. I'm not going to bother him again, though.
All right. So, everybody goes to Wally's wagon except for Leovar.
And here is where we are going to end this episode. Be sure to join us next time in the land of Sonnen.